Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name is Angie Scholes. In tonight's business report, I'm joined by James Chapman, the Managing Director of Bank Windhoek. Welcome, James.
Thank you, Angie. Thank you for having me.
James, congratulations on your new position as the MD of Bank Windhoek.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
So there's a lot of people who want to know, who is James Chapman?
Yeah, no, Angie, thank you for that. Professionally, well, I've spent the past 2 decades in the financial services sector, working across the Southern Africa region. And much of that time was in executive leadership roles within the Capricorn Group from Namibia. And more specifically, with Bank Windhoek as a chief financial officer for a few years, and then also as executive officer for retail banking services. Then more personally and more importantly, I'm proudly Namibian. I hail from the East, Gobabis to be specific. I have a very supportive family and I'm married with 2 beautiful daughters. And Namibia, this country, is really home for me. And I genuinely believe in its potential and future, and especially in the role we can play in shaping that future.
What is your vision for Bank Windhoek?
My vision for Bank Windhoek is to be a proudly local bank that is globally competitive and continues to play a meaningful role in the development of our country. Really a sustainable future-fit bank that is trusted, highly competitive, and very relevant to all our stakeholders. Our success at the end of the day must drive and align with the progress of Namibia, socially, economically, and also environmentally. So ultimately, I believe that by strengthening the bank from within or from the inside out, we can contribute to a stronger, more inclusive Namibian economy, one where opportunities expanded and more people are empowered to thrive.
James, in your opinion, what are the challenges facing the banking industry?
The banking industry in general is going through a time of rapid change, and Namibia is no exception to that. The industry is navigating a dynamic and demanding landscape shaped by a range of complex challenges driven by the economy, technology, regulatory, and societal shifts. I believe some of the key challenges that you and I and many of us face on a daily basis are cyber threats, fraud, rapid technology disruption, evolving customer expectations, and a continued need for financial inclusion. These challenges are even not just technical and business issues. They have a direct impact on the lives of our customers and our communities. But I believe Bank Windhoek is very well prepared and geared to address these challenges through a number of strategic interventions that we currently have underway. To mention a few that are enabled by our digital transformation program, the biometric enrollment that we've recently rolled out is really there to assist our clients, to protect them, to curb fraud. That has been very successful. The introduction of and the evolution of our digital banking channels, self-service banking hubs, for clients to really bank at their convenience 24/7. So there are a number of these initiatives that we have embarked upon and am rolling out to address some of these challenges. We are fully aware of how these challenges affect not just the bank, but also our customers and their financial well-being. So that is why we are constantly evolving, we are listening, we are learning, and we are adapting to ensure we remain relevant, resilient, and really responsive to the needs of all Namibians.
Yes. How do you plan to continue the legacy left by Bernice Hans?
Now, Angie, Bernice's leadership was both visionary and impactful. She led the bank very successfully through challenging times and achieved a few major milestones. She really set the bar high. She left a very, very powerful legacy, in my view, one of transformation, resilience, and service. I had the privilege of working with her closely and saw her firsthand, saw her unwavering commitment to people, purpose, and progress firsthand as I worked with her. I therefore really approached this role with humility and great appreciation of where we are today and also how we got here. And not only because of Bernice, but because of the others, the founders, and those who came before her that contributed to Bank Windhoek over the past 4 decades. So I intend to build on that foundation by continuing to drive inclusive growth, strengthening our relationship with our customers, and the service excellence for which Bank Windhoek has really become known for, accelerating digital innovation, improving our employee experience, and then also deepening our social impact. The tenure has really set the stage for next phase of Bank Windhoek's journey, and I'm very privileged and proud that I can carry that forward.
Yes, that's true. James, just a last question. What is your leadership approach?
I'm passionate about purpose-driven leadership. It's about helping people unlock their full potential, creating opportunities for growth, and making a lasting impact. One that really goes beyond Bank Windhoek and the workplace. So my approach from a leadership perspective will be very people-centered, and purpose-driven, but at the same time, performance-focused. So I'm committed to listening, engaging our employees meaningfully, and leading with purpose with our customers and Namibia at heart.
James, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. It was a privilege. And yes, once again, congratulations on your new post.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.